It's 8 minutes to eight. Let's get the business news now from Brian Finn.
Mary, thank you. A recent opinion piece by three Fine Gael TDs certainly got the budget debate going much earlier than usual. In it, they called for tax cuts to be introduced in the budget worth €1,000 for the average family. The think tank Task has a report out this morning saying tax cuts in the budget would be counterproductive. Dr. Robert Sweeney, head of policy at Task and the author of the report, is here. At a time of cost of living increases, tax cuts certainly would be welcome by many, but you believe it could actually contribute or add to inflation. What's the rationale for your argument?
Yeah, good morning. We have a number of rationales for why you shouldn't reduce taxation at this stage. It's estimated that inflation is going to be about 4.9% this year, slowing to 2.5% next year. That's still high, and that means that the economy is overstimulated. And if you reduce taxation, that will add to that and will make inflation more persistent. Another theme of the report is general trends in inequality, and though inequality has fallen over time, which for us is very welcome, there was an uptick last year, and that uptick last year was due to two factors. Incomes became more unequally distributed in the market, and also the state became less redistributive. So taxation is an important way through which the state actually redistributes income, and we would like to see the state protect that. And if you reduce taxation, typically that will aggravate inequality. And the third and final reason is that we have a lot of challenges facing us as a society. We have societal aging, which will put upward pressure on health spending and pension spending, and then we have to address the challenge of climate change. And when you reduce taxation, it's much easier politically to reduce taxation than it is to increase it. And tax will have to increase over the next couple of decades in order to meet these challenges. So I'd be very wary of eroding our tax base for those reasons.
And the coffers are awash with cash at the moment. So you believe some of that should go towards addressing those issues that are going to come towards us over the next few years?
Yeah. So, I mean, we do have inflation of almost 5% this year. So there are needs for increases in spending. So we need to protect the most vulnerable from the ongoing cost of living crisis. But I would caution that we shouldn't inject too much net spending into the economy. Insofar as we spend, some of that should be offset by tax increases or revenue raising measures. So there's protections for the least well off, various cost of living measures. I'd like to see them more targeted in the next budget. Another area that could alleviate Ireland's high cost of living, at least in the medium term, is increases in spending on childcare. Despite the increases in spending that we've seen in recent years and the improvements in affordability, we don't spend a lot on childcare, and it could be more affordable.
A €1 billion in measures were introduced last year to address cost of living issues for individuals, including electricity rebates, cost rebates. Would you like to see more of that in the upcoming budget?
It wouldn't necessarily have to be as large, because as inflation is subsiding, there is obviously less of a need. But certainly we would like to see, more cost of living measures, but are more targeted. So the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, in its most recent report, stated that up until now, about three quarters of the cost of living measures introduced so far haven't been targeted. And I don't think that's a good thing. I think going forward, or in the next budget round, we should see them more targeted. And there's a number of ways you could do that. You could increase core rates of social protection. You could have one-off measures, like you said. I think in the future, I would like to see indexation of core social welfare measures to wages.
And the much talked of windfall corporate tax receipts, should they be ring-fenced?
I think it's not a bad idea to ring-fence them. Now, having said that, once inflation subsides, probably in 2 to 3 years, I think there is a very strong case for starting to draw them down. If you wanted to increase spending now without adding to inflationary pressures in the economy, there are ways you could do that. You could increase overseas aid development spending. That would be one way of helping people without adding to inflation.
Dr. Robert Sweeney of Task, thank you very much indeed. More business news in the next hour.